From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA will begin accepting applications September 6th for funding to expand access to high-speed internet in rural America. USDA is making the next round of funding available through the ReConnect program, which received new funds from the bipartisan infrastructure law. USDA made several improvements to the ReConnect program in round four to increase the availability of funding in rural areas. Last week, the EPA submitted a petition to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals requesting a partial hearing of its glyphosate interim decision. In that ruling, the panel vacated the interim decision's human health risk assessment and sent back the ecological risk assessment to the agency to complete an Endangered Species Act analysis by October 1st. The EPA is seeking a partial rehearing because of the ecological part of the decision. New York's Attorney General says Tyson Foods is refusing to comply with a subpoena for a civil probe into possible price gouging during COVID. Letitia James asked a state judge to make Tyson turn over materials like contractual terms, prices, and profit margins for its New York meat sales between December 2019 and April 2022. James says Tyson stopped complying after giving limited information based on the company's arguments that the New York price gouging law didn't apply to meat products from other states.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.